the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey, welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild 632, recorded on Monday, January 5th, 2026. It is a brand new year. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
What did you do for New Year's?
I got tickets to stay home and do nothing.
Oh, same thing I did.
But I stayed up till midnight.
I did too. I went to bed. I got in bed right after midnight, but I kept getting up because even though it was pouring rain, if I remember right, there were still assholes setting off fireworks and like the loud, crazy, illegal ones.
Yeah, but it wasn't until midnight.
Yeah, and I had to keep getting up because it would shake the house so much, I would have to go check and see if anyone fell.
Are you sure you weren't just dreaming?
No, I don't dream like that.
Okay, just asking, because
yeah.
I didn't feel the house shake. We heard
well,
we had a few
we
booms.
Have like not the next door, but the next door, aside from them, they're the ones that set off the illegal fireworks like at different times all through the year. And man, during the summer, they are just ridiculous and relentless.
Why don't you turn them in?
Oh, this neighborhood fucking does. If you know the next door app. Just starts going boom, boom. Oh, we've got them on film and we are doing this. Nothing ever happens. They don't do anything with them.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, guess what? It's 55 degrees and rainy.
It's not raining.
Rain?
We probably won't get any more rain, real rain today. It's going from San Francisco through Woodland up to Chico.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of we probably won't get any sunlight, but we should dry up a bit, which is good.
A little day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, it sure came down yesterday morning, was it? This is crazy, crazy. Hey, guess what? It's 14 days until Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where you can get into. Oh no, you can't do that. Never mind. Sorry, park goers. It's also 40 days till Valentine's Day, 299 until Halloween, and 354 until Christmas.
Oh, do you want to hear what I've had it with?
Oh, yes, pumps, absolutely.
Okay, so for New Year's Eve, we always made a tradition of watching Anderson and Andy on CNN.
Okay.
Well, this year, CNN decided that right before New Year's that they were going to start their own streaming service and take it from HBO Max and do their own. So if you wanted to see the show streaming-wise, you had to sign up for a year or a month or whatever of CNN that you used to get for free with HBO Max. So we didn't get to watch Anderson and Andy at all. And I thought it was pretty shitty to do it the day before.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The only thing that anybody ever watches CNN for.
Right, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow, that really sucks. Yeah, I can understand you're not liking that. I know that Rock New Year's Eve has been taken over by Ryan Seacrest.
Well, not taken over.
Well, he's put in charge, but I'll tell you.
He's the host. He's not put in charge.
You know what I mean.
It's the host, but that, you know what he does? He points and he says, and now next is this. He doesn't do shit.
Makes a lot of money for not doing shit.
I know, give me that job.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, I love Dick Clark's nostalgia. Hey, so.
It's the same show, just different host. Actually, and the worst part is that at least
What?
with the Dick Clark, you knew everybody that was on the show.
I
Nowadays,
exactly.
it's like where are they bringing these people from? Are these popular people? Because they're, you know, there's no real radio anymore. So
No.
if you're watching or you're listening to Spotify, they're pumping to you exactly what they want to pump
What
to
they
you.
want, yeah.
Well, it's
Well,
like I told you last year, the top 10 songs on the Billboard chart were the top 10 songs on Spotify, including Have a Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives.
That's beautiful.
And then
That's
the
really beautiful.
Rock Around the Christmas Tree, whoever the famous first one was, she was in the top 10. And of course, Mariah Carey had finally got, I think it was just a couple of years ago, finally achieved a number one hit with All I Want for Christmas Is You. So we don't know music anymore if we're not paying for it.
Yeah, I can see that. Because if it were still in the Dick era applied now, it would have been Taylor Swift headlining Rockin' New Year's Eve. But nope, not anymore. All right, hey, guess what? We're gonna have a Valentine's Day contest. And
Oh God.
in this Valentine, all you have to do is email, send us an email. And tell us how you would woo us on Valentine's Day. And once you do that, you'll be entered into the contest. You can send one or as many as you like. And then you'll get a special Valentine from Tom and I if you are the winner. Deadline is February 8th, and the winner will be announced on our February 9th show. All right. Well, let's take a moment for our affirmations. My body is generous, warm, and worthy of love. Sounds delicious.
Sounds filthy.
And let's talk about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like, My Life and Fragments podcast, books, videos, and other such things. And we want to thank our current patrons. Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattbrillingham to find out how you can be one of the club for as little as $1 a month. Now, let's talk about some headlines from January 5th, the throughout time, starting with 1933. Where construction begins on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. In 1920, the Boston Red Sox sell Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees, a deal later linked to with the curse of the Bambino. In 1953, Samuel Beckett's influential play, Waiting for Godot, premieres in Paris.
Godot, waiting for Godot.
Godot.
No, it's incorrect.
It's boring as shit, so I don't care. All right,
It's on
1531.
Broadway right now with Keanu Reeves, who I could have been
It is a
co-starring
boring
with in Babes in
ass play, and
Toyland.
I felt like falling asleep through it. I felt like Trump when he's in a meeting. All right, 1531. Pope Clement the Seventh sends King Henry the Eighth a letter forbidding remarriage under penalty of excommunication. We all know how that went. 1781, American Revolutionary War, Benedict Arnold captures and burns Richmond, Virginia. Lovely. Also, some notable birthdays on January 5th. We have Bradley Cooper. Nice. Oh, Diane Keaton. Robert Duvall, Marilyn Manson, January Jones, George Reeves, and Walter Mondale. There's a throwback for you. All right. Well, let's see if we celebrated any amazing, fabulous holidays today. Starting with, it is George Washington Carver Day. Did you celebrate?
No.
Yeah, I don't carve anything. All right. It's also National Thank
That
God.
would be peanuts.
Oh, okay. I love peanuts.
Did you have any peanut or peanut butter today? Reese's?
No, I had some air fryer pizza rolls and some hot chocolate.
Okay, well, work on it.
Okay, maybe
Okay.
later I'll celebrate.
I won't have any.
Oh, and thank God it's Monday
Don't
day
you want to know why?
because you don't like peanut butter.
No, I can't process peanuts.
Oh, okay. That's a thing. All right, it's also National
Oh,
Bird
no.
Day.
You would not believe how gross it is when I try to
Okay,
eat.
it's also
Okay.
National Bird Day, as in
Whatever.
flipping the, and National Keto Day. Do you
I'm
like
sorry?
keto? Do you love keto?
Tito, like.
Keto, you know, like the meat and cheese and no
Oh,
carbs.
keto. Oh, not really. I
Yeah.
like carbs.
I love carbs.
Well, you know, I love that because they go, this is great. You can eat all the meat and cheese that you want. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true. You still have calories that you have to
You
pay
still have
attention
calories. So, you know,
to.
you eat a pound of bacon and then all
Yes.
of a sudden they're going, oh no, you can't do that. You said I could eat all the meat and cheese I wanted. It's bullshit.
I'd eat bacon every day of the week. Hi, Kathy. All right, National Screenwriters Day. We were screenwriters,
No, we're
not
not.
today, but yeah, yes, we are. We
Oh,
try.
really? Really? Screenwriters?
Yes, I've had things that I've written that has been filmed.
No, it's not quite the same, but go
How
ahead.
dare you? All right, it's also National Weigh-In Day. Did you weigh in?
No. Oh, I'm weighing in on this conversation. There we go.
Photos for the blind. Thumbs down. From Tom. Okay, weigh in. Actually, I did. I went to the doctor today. I did get a weigh-in. I put on 10 pounds over the last holiday season, so that's lovely.
That's not bad, though.
No, especially not the way that I used to be. So
No. Considering how much you ate and you only put on 10 pounds, that's good.
eat the same.
Not you personally, it's just a general thing. If you only put on 10 pounds over Christmas and
Oh
Thanksgiving,
yeah.
you're doing fine.
I know some people that put on much more, but it will all fade away with the New Year's resolutions that'll last till February. All right, it's also National Whipped Cream Day.
You
I'm
know,
not celebrating,
they
but
say
I'm gonna
that
go for it.
those things, resolutions only last till about the 15th of January.
I can understand why.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what was the, what did you say?
Whipped Cream Day.
Okay. No, but I like it.
Me too. I love whipped cream.
Now, have you ever whipped whipped cream so much that it becomes like butter?
You know, that sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
Well, the nice thing
No.
about it is you can put it on like toast,
Yeah.
because it spreads now.
One of the things I used to do is I'd get the whipped cream, the heavy cream whipped cream, and then some flavoring, and you put it in one of the little bullet things and mix it, and it's like a mousse. But
Right.
it's very, very rich. So you think, oh, I'm just having, you know, a little dessert, and you know, a
Well, I
spoonful
always love it when people
only.
go, I can't put that much butter on something, but give me a couple more of those roses off the top of the cake, you know. It's
Yeah.
like
Stop
it's
talking
all the
about my mother
same.
that way. All right. It's also okay. Multiple events continuing for June for January, not June. We have Lose Weight, Feel Great. Diet Resolution Week, Celebration of Life Week. It's also National Thank Your Customers Week. Do you thank your customers? I saw you give them a kiss. All right. Adopt a Rescued Bird Month.
Ew, what
Like
does
birds.
let it fly free.
Yeah, exactly. National Oatmeal Month.
I'm not much of an oatmeal person anymore.
Yeah, not so much. I mean,
Well,
I'll
you
eat
know, okay, you know
it
what turned me off of oatmeal? I don't know
there.
why
Fruit.
I'm not sure why I'm so talkative because I have not gotten high. But what turned me off was, remember the little packets that you get with oatmeal? And that was one serving.
Yes.
And it's like, that's not gonna, the child is gonna go, where's the rest of it? So you do two or three of those, and now you're at like 600 calories. Fuck that.
Oh yeah. And I loved how I finally saw the little thing that where when you rip it off, it has its own measuring cup in the little thing. So you can actually fill the pouch with water and it'll tell you how much to fill it to. Did you know that?
No, I haven't had any for years,
I
so
just
but.
found out of that like last year, I think. Anyway, all right. Well, it's also National Prune Month, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Now, let's
Yeah.
see if we have any birthdays. Do, do, do. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Deborah and George, Liz, Kevin, Carlos. Oh, hello, Carlos. We have Angelique, Angelique, yes, Mike, Byron. Oh, Byron. Joanna, Larry Vader. Uh-oh. I think I'd heard somebody's ears just perk up. It's also happy birthday to Kat, Rob, Lee, Jay. Oh, blank eye Jay. Yeah. Oh, so sweet. James, Johnny, Johnny. Two Johnnies in a row. If you're in Australia, that's pretty good. Also, and then Robin, happy birthday to all of you. You're all in your 50s. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Except for Carlos. Okay. Well, moving on. We have, let's do some chub hugs. So we got some big ones this time. Let's start with Shy Guy or Shy Yeti, who lost his kitty Dealey of, I believe, 16 or 17 years. Thank you so much for that. So we want to send him some huge loves. And there has been a rash of people on Facebook that I'm friends with who have lost their kitties. And so I want to send them all big chub hugs. Do you want to take any of these?
I don't have anything here listed. What are you talking about? Take these.
Well, okay. So we also want to send huge chub hugs out to our friend Byron on the loss of his husband Sean.
Just this weekend, terrible.
Yeah. And also to our local community member's family, Alvin, who was walking in front of our LGBTQ center and on Halloween, and they were just coming from dancing, he and his daughter, and having a good night. And some 20-something asshole just got out, punched him in the head, and he never came back too from a coma, and he passed away just a few days ago. So that guy will be facing charges for manslaughter and hate crime, I believe. Anyway, so how about you? Do you have any?
Well, I don't know if you remember her. There was a woman newscaster back during, I guess it was the 80s and 90s. It's been a while. Linda Ellerbe. Do you
Yes.
remember her? She was
Yes.
kind of the Rachel Maddow of her time period. You know, very thoughtful, very interesting. Always, she was a great speaker. She kind of coined the phrase at the end of her broadcast would be, "And so it goes."
Yeah.
And Billy Joel later had a song about it. But anyway, I remember one of my favorite quotes of hers was, "The worst," and I'm paraphrasing. I think it was, "The worst time to be a mother is 18 years before a war starts."
Oh, yeah.
And so, all those mothers who have kids who are 18 years old, and God knows what's going to be happening with this insane fucker in the White House, as far as the military goes, you know, I send out hugs to all those moms.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
And dads, but you know, I'm going off of her quote from many years ago. So
that's a really good callback. I absolutely loved her and I forgot so much of that. All right. Well, we do have some stuff in our feedback.
Oh.
Starting off with Sean, who says, there are many ways a person can contribute to a household beyond just bringing in money. If partners have an arrangement that works for them, that's great, which harkens back to one of our A. Chubb's questions, I believe.
Right.
Her last year. Well, yeah, last year, honestly.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Sean, and you're absolutely right. Mr. Baron Frosty wrote in and said, hey, boys, I hope you're having a nice holiday season. You asked, what, not a great holiday season? Just nice? Well, the thought counts, right?
Yeah, when they're starting wars in foreign countries,
yeah.
But if you can get nice out of it, you're doing really well.
Very true.
And you only put on 10 pounds.
It's all
take
love.
The win. Take
all
the win.
Love. You yeah. asked for a pic of my tree, and here it is. Moments before I start taking it down.
Okay, first of all, It's the tree is not half as beautiful as the intention of the shot that he gave us.
Right.
With the first of all, the floor with catching the light off the tree. A big chandelier in the forefront, in kind of off, and then the tree off to the side. It's gorgeous. The whole thing is just—it's a gorgeous picture.
It really is, and he does that whole Melania red very well too.
And black.
And black.
Isn't the table black?
Oh yeah, I didn't notice the table. The chandelier kind of blocked it out. And then the I hate people. Pillow off to the side there.
Oh, I did not see that.
But that is a gorgeous tree. It really is. Very, very stunning.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But, you know, like I said, the tree is half as beautiful as the picture itself.
I love the way that the lights from the tree, maybe it's the chandelier, but whatever it is that's catching those lights and making those.
Look at the floor. You can tell it's the tree.
I know, it's just gorgeous.
And then behind the tree is all lit up too, the wall, but not, it's not just a solid light. It's like colors and shapes. And so it's kind of like when I put my tree in front of the mirror, we have a floor to ceiling mirror and everyone goes, wow, you have two trees. Well, no, we really don't. But yeah. So gorgeous, gorgeous picture.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frosty. All right. We have a nice long note from Mr. Moose here. I think we may have prompted him to talk about his Christmas decor.
That was you.
Maybe. All right. He writes in and says, outdoor Christmas decorations are almost completely down now. Worked all day Saturday on the 27th and Sunday on the 28th, part of the day, Monday, until it started raining. One tree left on the deck. Donated 10 artificial trees to Goodwill. Wow. We store big stars in the garage along with the big tree, snowmen, and nutcrackers. I pack a ton of stuff in large containers and store them under the house. Our crawl space is 6 feet tall. Wow.
Wait, how much? Six feet tall
crawl space.
Nice.
Yeah. We also have a lot of shelves in the garage. We didn't do much inside this year, but we always have everything stored by New Year's Day. Inside tree already down and in the garage. Feeling relieved that the house is getting back to normal. The schedule every year is Halloween starts going up September 15th. Complete by October 1st because people start coming to see it on the 1st. Halloween removed November 1st, completely gone by the end of that day. November 2nd begins Christmas decoration. It is completely done the day after Thanksgiving because people show up in our yard to see the first lighting. Actually, it's done the week before but we don't turn it on for the public. I get up at 3 a.m. the week before and adjust spotlights and test lights. Sometimes I have to do that a couple of times if lights don't work right or something needs to be moved. You wouldn't believe how many people show up to see all the work going on every year in decorating both Halloween and Christmas. We've been in local newspaper twice for Christmas decorations, have been listed several times on websites of must-see displays. We hear people in our yard every day from October through Christmas. We don't know them. They just show up. There are parents that tell us their kids insist on coming every day. We start recognizing some folks. It seems to make people happy. That's amazing. That really makes me just
I can
so
tell
cool.
You the ones that we have around our area, like the Fabulous 40s, they have tours that actually come through, guided tours where
with like buses and vans.
Well, yeah, they're like open air cars and stuff, so people can get out and they can walk around, but they're not held back by looking through windows and stuff like that. So I think it's a wonderful event. And when we were talking about you look at some of the on the show that brought a lot of this up, I'm sure, was about these crazy people with their plastic bubble, what they called,
hoarding for the holidays.
No,
blow molds. Yeah.
And I mean, but you look at those kind of people and go, okay, he's going through garbage cans. And then you got the other guy who's got everything organized.
Oh, that one guy that had like,
gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean, just
geez,
it was like
amazing.
An event. It was an event going into his basement. So, I think that I've always been. I mean, if you look at you and I, we have way too much shit. But you know, it's organized and it's put away, and it's not like that one kid whose bedroom is like filled with,
oh my God, that guy,
stuff.
I'd be afraid to walk through there.
Well, and it's funny because I'm thinking, okay, it's one thing, putting up stuff for Christmas and having a good time. It's another thing when, how do you have a boyfriend?
Right, that's what I was wondering too. I'm like, how the hell did you get him?
Well, and I love the fact that all of, first of all, it was all gay men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a straight guy?
There were a couple straight women,
oh,
but
yeah,
there were no straight guys.
That's right. The men who, and of course, they went in and said, okay, you have to be totally against everything that they're doing because you think they're crazy. You know, that was the motivation when they were, okay, this is how we want you to act. You saw that Chanel, who was Brian in Las Vegas, he's made a business out of it.
Yeah.
Because his house is 24/7 Christmas inside. They never showed his house.
Right. And those storage things, the huge storage sheds, there's like, what do you say, 17 of them or something, and they're all $9,000 a month rent.
And
Or $9,000 a month for everything rent.
Right. And the thing is that he only needs, he only uses the product for about a month and a half a year.
Right. And makes enough to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing was just.
Well, makes
amazing.
More. Makes more. It makes it worth doing what he's doing because it's paying bills. So
right. See, I was expecting when I saw the hoarding for the holidays and the way that they were setting it up, I was expecting them to have like people go in and be like, all right, now let's let go of this tree that's got mold on it, but there was none of that.
No,
But I'll
no.
tell you that one guy with his, and it was in the house. He had this huge freaking house and like everything was like stacked and beautiful and separated into containers. I mean, he was the most OCD hoarder I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was amazing. And I don't know, that kind of
But yeah, I think
a lot.
But what it did, when you're watching it, you're going, okay, I know people who love putting up decorations, but I don't know any of these people.
Right. Oh, and that one guy in Las Vegas, the drag performer, well, he just went into that one store and within like an hour spent like $53,000 on some ornaments or something. I was oh my gosh. I'm like,
well, you got to figure
salary what, for me, and, girl.
And what, what's, oh, okay.
true. But
still, that's,
I know.
The thing is that he's got the money to do it, so fucking let him do it.
Oh yeah, I'm not chastising him for that. It was the woman, and I was like expecting somebody to say something about the store owner, who's all like, "Oh yes, we have blah blah blah," and like saying, "Oh well, she's an encourager. She should be telling him, oh no, you shouldn't buy this because you have too much stuff." And she's just like, I just made a year's salary in 5 minutes from this guy. I'm not telling him no.
That's not a year's salary for most
people.
Well,
yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but well, the thing is, she goes, I'm sure she's thinking, well, that made that trip to Austria all worthwhile because I made some money on. And you know that that's not his only trip. Because the husband was going, you aren't at the blah 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 place, are you? Right. No, why would I do? Yeah,
well, so, he said he comes in here at least once a month and drops like about that much.
Yeah, it was a fun show, but what the producers were making these people crazier than they were.
I think so too. Yeah,
well, it's what was I watching? I was just watching a show where I think it was Keith Edwards, because he was talking to somebody, and he was talking with somebody who he had worked with before, and they had worked in reality television. And he said, I remember him saying, I've never met anybody that had ever come in for one of those shows that didn't want fame. So remember, when you're watching, you know, the survivors and the, you know, Amazing Races or Big Brother, remember that all of those people are fame whores.
Yeah.
And which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But just remember that when they're boo-hooing about shit, they're fame whores. And a lot of times when they're like Angela during Big Brother last summer, not this last summer, but the one before, she was just an asshole. Why? More TV coverage, you know. She can, and if she's the bitch of the show, she'll be the bitch of the show with the public, and they'll some will love her for it. But years from now, they'll go, "Oh, you were such a bitch back in 2024. Oh my God, I love that. You know, that was my favorite year." And that's what these people are achieving, even if they never achieve anything after this. Which anybody that can be on a TV show for a year. Or a season and not get something out of it, and they're fame whores. I'm thinking, what are they doing wrong? They're doing something wrong. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but I think also with that, the ones that say like racist or hateful shit or something like that, like, okay, you're not going to be very well liked when you come back out of here. Let's see if anything happens for you.
Please. What about the woman who was calling people things at the Cinnabon store, and now she had a GoFundMe? They raised over $1 million for her, and they're talking about putting her on Fox News now.
Was that on a reality show?
No, that's just in general.
Exactly. I'm talking about the Big Brother reality shows when they say stuff like retarded, and then they get fired and then come out. And their careers don't go anywhere.
Well,
I mean, it's very rare that you end up with who's our sweetheart that hosts the baking shows.
Oh, Jesse.
Yes, I mean it's very rare that you're going to get a Jesse level reality star.
Well, I understand. I mean,
the
what
most
you're
going to get is public transportation secretary.
But yeah, or the secretary of war. who was also a reality star.
God.
So, and but so what I'm saying is nowadays they can be extra assholes and actually find something. Being nice isn't always your best move on these reality shows. But getting back to what we were talking,
there's a difference between being controversial and being nice.
Okay, right? getting back to what we were saying is that Moose isn't any of these people.
No, okay. Moose is wonderful, and you know what? You are bringing joy to people by doing that. So it's a wonderful thing.
And you know, and keep doing it while you can.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Before well, you know, I mean, we're all getting older.
Oh, you know. No, Mr. Moose does not.
No. I got a feeling he's not.
But you know, when
he's worked something out.
Yes. When some get older, then they end up in our next category, which is Tom talking about some very sad celebrity deaths.
Terrible transition.
I tried.
Oh, no, I don't think you did. Anyway, Tatiana...
Schlossberg.
Thank you. The daughter of Caroline Kennedy and the granddaughter of President John F. Kennedy has died at the age of 35 after battling leukemia.
Mm.
John Maroney, stand-up comedian, not Milani. You know, right? Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people confuse that. Somebody online said, "Oh, I thought they met him." Oh, too bad. and then, but he was a late night host. He was a stand up comedian. He died at 67. Mm-hmm. And when you see his picture, you go, "Oh, I remember him." Broadway performer, Brett Hanna Shuford died at 46 years old on Saturday, January 3rd, following a fight with his T cells, lymphoma.
Lymphoma, yeah.
Thank you. I just, mouthful of marbles.
Mm-hmm. So that was really sad. That one really surprised me. I did not know that he was going through that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, what did you do this week?
Well, let's see. Yesterday I watched Twin Paranormal.
Ooh.
And it was like 2.5 hours long. They really, I mean, I love their long form that they're doing. It's really good. The problem is that out of the last three or four hunts that they've had, see, the whole thing is they're staying 24 hours or 48 hours because they're sleeping over at these locations. Well, they keep chickening out and leaving early.
Hmm.
And they go, well, you know, when the house tells you to leave as many times as this place did, you should listen to the house. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to stay 24/48 hours and sleep over. And because when they did it at the Washoe Club in Virginia City, Nevada.
Hmm.
Well, actually, they didn't stay the whole night there either. But those are fun. Those are fun when they do that, and they're scary, but you guys are supposed to be brave enough to handle that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I understand why you would leave, but I want you guys to stay. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not pointing fingers or anything. Culinary Class Wars, which is over on Netflix. Okay, I guess this is a big enough show that they're dicking us around, and I got like 10 episodes. Now I get two more on what is it, the 6th, and another, and then the final episode on the 13th. And it's like, this isn't big enough to be, you know, dragging me through another month worth of shit.
Yeah,
this is Stranger Things, whatever.
Yeah.
Squid Games, the game show. I'll talk more about it when you start talking about it. We've already talked about Hoarding for the Holidays. I did watch all four episodes, and they were actually fun. What I loved about it was that all of the people on the shows that the producers were trying to paint as crazy loved Christmas.
Yeah.
And some of them do it as like Chanel or Brian did it for a business, but some of them just do it for the love of the drag impersonator did it for the love of bringing people in and having them go, wow.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was reading through the Oscar favorites. Last night we had the Critics' Choice Awards. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this now. First of all, the movies that are up here that are the ones that they're going, oh, these are the best pictures of the year. None of them on these have been mine. I mean, I liked Wicked for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Weapons, which I thought was interesting. And I mean, it was fun. It was different, but for the most part, the new Leonardo DiCaprio one that they think is going to win Best Picture, I was bored through it. Frankenstein, bored through it. I didn't, the new Knives Out was okay, but I wouldn't put it in the caliber of the first one that they had. So what I'm seeing, though, is that I'm more interested in the television stuff. I'm interested in The Pit, and I'm interested in Adolescence. These are the things that wowed me this year, not this crap that's at the movie theater that they're making us pay for and going. I mean, one of your best pictures of the year was Jurassic Park. And I guess, I mean, I'm not saying anything against your choices, but you're kind of right. It was more entertaining than half the shit that's out there. They if you're going to make something that's interesting and, you know, make people think, then that's fine. Make it good and interesting, though. Don't make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The you look at the list, and I could care less about the Oscar nominations because I know they're going to screw over Wicked. They've already established that they're doing that. You know, Amy Madigan's coming in as from Weapons as the aunt, which is kind of fun, but it's in any other, if Weapons wasn't a hit, you'd never have heard of her, you know? So I'm a little disappointed that, you know, they're saying, oh, the Oscars, it's going to be ruined. It's going to be on YouTube. If anybody even cares about the Oscars in 3 years,
right,
that'll be the more of the question.
Yeah.
Moving on. I just pulled a gen, didn't I? RuPaul's Drag Race started on Friday with 13, I think it was 13 new queens. And they did it differently this season. First of all, they didn't split them up into two categories, which they have been. At the end of the episode, they announced that they're not sending anybody home the first week. So no pork chop sacrifice there.
Aww.
And then they had the two women who were in the top two. They lip synced it instead of the two bottom ones. So I don't know if that's going to be something that changes. What was interesting was there were two girls, or two queens. Both it was a challenge where they had to take crappy fabrics and stuff and make something beautiful out of it. So the two dresses were by far the best two dresses that were made, without question. One was done with black and white umbrellas, so it looked kind of like Eliza Doolittle from My Fair Lady kind of outfit, but this is something this person just made in 24 hours. And the other one took envelopes and turned them into material, and it looked kind of like you know, when you make the cheese ball and then you put the almonds in it and it makes it look like a pine cone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It had that kind of look to it, but it was beautiful, just beautiful. And before the lip sync, you would have taken the My Fair Lady outfit because that was the better outfit, just because it's huge and was gorgeous. But the person with the pine cone, almond pine cone, that she did the lip sync much better. And Cardi B was the guest host and our guest judge, and she was hilarious.
Cool.
She goes, well, you know, first of all, if you're gonna have the bottom's bad, you got to do something with the top. And the girl was like really offended, like, what? And it's like, you know, if the bottom looks like crap, then do something with you. You need to do more with the top. You just need to. And then she called one person. It was just bad. It was so bad. And it was like, yes, we need a Simon Cowell on RuPaul's Drag Race. So that was fun. That was fun. Just somebody who's going to be a total ass and say exactly what we're all saying at home.
Yeah.
So good for that. We're watching Evil. Sean never watched Evil originally when it came out. And now that there's literally nothing on, I mean, we're starting to get a few things this week. You know, RuPaul started, Traitors starts this week. I looked at Tracker, you know, we get a new Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
March.
Really?
March.
Wow.
So right now we're getting we're trying to find things to keep us entertained. So he had never watched Evil, and I think he's really getting into it, because it's one thing I always liked about Evil was that it was if you're going to go for a show called Evil, I want to see demons. I don't want to see Scooby-Doo where they pull off the thing at the end of the thing, and it's always the owner of the mill, you know, and it's not paranormal at all. All this shit is paranormal, crazy ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
So loved Evil. Love it. I'll talk to you more about Stranger Things when we get to yours, since we both watched it. There's a show on HBO Max called Evil Influencer. And it's about this woman, Jodi Hillebrandt. She was an influencer in Utah back in 2023. What happened was she went through a divorce, and I believe she was in the Mormon church, and, you know, that's just not good. So she came back as an influencer in that area, with the Mormons, with the Latter-day Saints, kind of giving, empowering women who have not been empowered for years, you know, because they kind of want you to stay home, take care of the kids, and shut up. So she kind of came in and empowered women. Well, the show starts out because this 9-year-old boy shows up in this at this house in Utah, and the kid, the man goes, "Can I help you?" And the kid goes, "Yeah, can you do me a couple favors?" And he goes, "Well, maybe." And he goes, can you call the police or take me to the police? 'Cause I've been bad and I need to go to the police." And so he's like, "Okay." And he's going, "That's the only one you can do if you want. I mean, I haven't eaten or had anything to drink for a while." So he calls up the police and says, "I got this kid at my house. He's malnutrition. He's got duct tape wrapped around his ankles and his wrists. He's obviously been abused, and I'm worried that the person that has done this is going to come looking for him. So I'd really like you to get somebody out here now." And so the police go out there. They find out it's this woman who's been influencing all these people. If the kids aren't being good, then you have to make sure to torture them until they become good citizens. That's basically who she was. And she's making a lot of money doing this kind of shit, wrecking people's relationships, just terrible, terrible things. This one guy said, "Well, my wife found some adult content on my phone, and Jodi told her to leave me. And now we're broken up. Our child is with her now. And this was all due to this woman." And it was like an hour and a half long, and it was just really fascinating. It was a little slower than the one about the mother who was catfishing her own children, but this one was shocking. It was really shocking, especially with what they were doing to the children. And the father of the kid who came to the door, had already, his wife had already left him because Jody told him to. And Jody said, you've got to leave him for a year, no contact. So he had no idea what was going on with his own kids. It was interesting show. I feel kind of bad because I feel like, you know, these true life crime things are supposed to be older women, not me. It shouldn't be me, but I find them fascinating.
You know, that story was huge on YouTube about a year ago or so.
Yeah.
My mom was so fascinated and riveted by that story that she consumed all the YouTube videos and stuff like that, and she would just watch that story over and over. And so the times that I didn't have my earphones on, I heard all that. So I do know a lot about that story, and it is just horrific.
Well, and tell her that if she wants to see it all in an hour and a half, Evil Influencer, HBO Max.
Yeah, I think that she's past that now, but I'll let her
know. It could be a good way of, you know, closing that door forever.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't have any kids, so I don't think she was doing it as a how-to guide.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about, because I've seen people who get consumed with, like, news stories, and sometimes they just need to have that closed down and put away once it's all done and over.
So, yeah, that's I remember back in the day with the I just had it, the brothers that killed their parents.
The Mendez brothers.
Nephi and I would just constantly exchange stuff about them for quite a while. Anyway.
Okay, let's see. Beetlejuice closed on Broadway yesterday.
Oh.
It's okay because it'll be in Sacramento in February.
Oh, wow.
It was only supposed to be a limited run. So, also, Megan Hilty did her final bow in Death Becomes Her, which was very sad because her and Jennifer have been just so delightful on the internet through the whole run of the show with things that they're doing. They've been social meeting it up quite a bit, and so I'm gonna miss that. And let's see, I've got a colonoscopy appointment tomorrow, not to get the colonoscopy, but to meet with my new guy who's gonna stick something up my ass. So it's kind of like first date kind of thing, I guess. Then on Saturday, I see Trey Crowder over at the Punchline.
Oh, awesome.
I've seen him before. He is so funny. And it's not all political. He's actually a very good stand-up. He's not limited to current events. And then next Wednesday, I'm seeing The Lion King here in town. And Sean's never seen Lion King live on stage, so I can't wait to see how he reacts during the opening number when all the puppeteers come out all around, up on down the aisles and on the stage, and there's birds flying.
Where start bawling.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. So other than that, glad that the wind and rain is stopping for a while. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have sunny skies all next week, or this week, I should say. So that'll get my solar batteries all charged up, which I'm happy about. The funny thing, we got these solar batteries, and there's a Tesla app because they're Tesla batteries. And what I can do is I can actually watch how much energy we're bringing in. And how much energy we're using. Like, I woke up one morning and looked, and we were at 0.01 kilowatts, which meant that the freezer, the refrigerator, the hot tub, the pool, everything was off. There was only a couple things left on that kind of are charging all through the day. Like, we were talking about how in the old days, computers were constantly on, you know. And so they're always, you know, they're always taking a little bit of energy away. So this has been really fun for me, which is, I guess, puts me into that the old man worrying about the weather. My father used to, he had a thing up on the wall that told barometer with the weather, you know, what's going on with the humidity, what's going on with the barometric pressure. And now I've pretty much become him as an old lady watching true crime and we're watching my my batteries fill up. It's retirement's fun, girl. It's really fun. Okay.
Yeah. My mom is obsessed with the Alexa alerts.
Okay.
Well, if I do not, you know, get it to tell me what it's lit up for, then she's just like, she can't stand it. She's just got to know. So, and usually it's, oh, there's a flood watch, or, you know, oh, there's a new podcast. So,
oh, and if anybody knows a good, a YouTube video or somebody to watch on YouTube that's good about styling men's hair, then give me a you know, hit me in the DMs.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, as far as my week, let's see. Started out with a few things that I watched, including the Squid Game, the Challenge, 1 and 2, and it's basically based off of the Squid Game series. And they bring in 400, however many contestants, and they, you know, kill them all off, but in their competitions, but, you know, it's not real. They just have a little ink pack that explodes that, you know, tells them they're out.
But what's different between the first and second one was the first one, most of the people played the game of you're being killed. In this one, everybody gave us a halfway decent death scene.
Yes, that's true. Some of them were a little overdramatic, but
well, yeah, and some of the people were a little older and didn't like flop down to the floor too.
Yes, yeah, there were some that just kind of gently lowered themselves.
Yeah, it's the old when the woman would faint onto the fainting couch and you know, and feeling okay, yeah, okay, I'm only a few inches. Well, there I am, I'm dead.
Yeah,
very fun, very fun.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. I do like these competition shows like this and to see how far they go. But man, some of them, again, they just take it so seriously. And it's like, oh my God, you do remember. Okay, I understand that this is for like $4.8 million. I mean, I get that. But still, you just take it a little bit too crazy. And I was so glad toward the end when some of those alpha male jackasses that were just
horrible people.
Horrible. And I was so glad when they got knocked out of there. So anyway, but the twins could have lasted longer. I wouldn't have minded that, I don't think.
Yeah, and
not
more
because they're twins, but because they were cute.
And more showering sequences.
Oh yes, that would have been nice too.
Yeah.
That actually prompted me to, so they messed it up because they said the one that they showed, anyway, they have a sequence. 1 and 2 are out of sequence, but it didn't matter. I actually watched the original one, 2, and enjoyed it again as well. And I still like who won as well. So, and I looked her up. Her name's May, and she's running charities and doing all sorts of stuff like that. So, very cool. Anyway, I also finished watching the Holiday Cookie Challenge just because I wanted to finish it up. Nothing to report. Don't care. They have a different winner every episode. So
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah, it's not as much fun because you're not forming any relationship.
Right. Yeah. There's no real connection. You're just like, okay, this is going to be a one and done. I'll never see these people again, probably.
Like Charles, my holiday baking championship boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, one last time.
He was on the Christmas. It was one of the Christmas baking championships, but it's the ones where they have to create like the big gingerbread scene. And he and they have six teams, and they whittle them down over time somehow. But he was on one of those, and I think his team won, actually. So that was pretty cool. So Physical Asia, this is I was trying to remember the original one that was
physical.
Off of
it's just called physical. Physical.
Okay, so this is kind of the same thing, only except instead of everybody kind of doing at least in the beginning things for themselves doing individual challenges, they're actually doing it as teams, and that those teams also include Turkey and Australia. And I'm like, really? Those really aren't Asian. And then I'm thinking, actually they are, because
Turkey is Asia.
Right. But
Turkey is European and Asian on both sides. So they kind of qualify for both.
Yeah.
But Australia is its own continent.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. And I was realizing that they were probably including like the indigenous people and the Tongan type. I don't know. All I know is that they showed up and they were also Australia. So the Turkey team, I mean, let me tell you, abundance of shirtless, hot, all sorts of different types men. You got your big, giant, thick guys, you got your swimmers builds, you got your athletics, you got just a little bit of everything. And anyway, it was very fun to watch. I think I made it through about four or five episodes before I had to go to bed. And Turkey team, there are two guys on the Turkey team, they're so hot. And the South Korean team, anyway, I'm just saying, if you just want a nice visual with a good competition, watch this. The only thing that I don't like about it is this is the show that does those cuts where it'll repeat like the same like 1 or 2 second vocal like over like two or three times over.
They do that in the Asian shows. I don't know why.
I don't. It just, for me, I guess maybe being more of a Western, I don't know. It's a little annoying.
Well, on the culinary one, they do it 3 and 4 times, not just twice.
That's so crazy just to hear that same little, and it's usually like some little noise like, and they'll just play it like four, you know, two to three times.
Well, because it's what they do it on the other places, whenever they make an announcement, they make the announcement multiple times. I know the reason why they do it is because they're lazy and they don't want to edit. It's the editing, because they always have to do, it's like, and the winner of this championship is so-and-so. Oh, the winner of this is so-and-so. Oh, so they get all these different looks, and you know, but it's their reaction when they're hearing the announcement,
right? And they don't take out the actual announcement and just leave the reactions.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So they're lazy.
But it's regardless of that, it is fun to watch, and you know, it's just some nice eye candy for a little bit. So Stranger Things, I finished.
Can I give my thoughts on that one?
On Physical. Oh yes, if you're,
yeah, because we only watched the first one.
Okay.
We only watched the first one, and they're not that hot.
Well, you're also not seeing them with the shirts and stuff off that much yet.
Yeah, and I don't care.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, it's just that none of them are really like my type.
Well, yes, I know.
I mean, there were a couple decent mustaches, but you know, I just thought it was really interesting that you've got a guy who's in Cirque du Soleil, a baseball player,
right?
You know, a swimmer, and then a bunch of MMA guys.
Right. Oh, and that one, I think he was Turkish, I'm not sure, but he was like, he's an oil wrestler.
Yeah.
That big oil wrestler guy. I was just like, wow. Okay. So it's fun. I mean,
Well, no, it's different. It's I mean, they are giving us a very large variety of people, of athletes. I just feel, you know, that when you've got the first heavy guy that came in with the robe, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna have a problem with this. And the guys kept getting bigger and bigger and scarier. And at the end, after the introductions, he's like, oh, this is not good. And I kind of felt that way too. So the first one was King of the Hill, and that's where they kind of ended the first episode. So I'm waiting to, you know, Sean kind of doesn't want to go back. So, which surprises me because he knows most of the players, or a lot of the players, more than I
Really?
did. Yeah, because he watches MMA.
Oh, that would make sense.
And because the MMA that you they come back and forth, he knows who the Filipino guy that's the boxer. He knew who he was, right? He is actually going, oh, I bet you they're bringing in so and so because he's from the Philippines, and there he was. So I thought he'd be more into it than I am, and it looks like it's a lot of episodes too. So.
Yes, it's like 11 or 12 episodes, and I was just like, how the hell did you pull this out into that many episodes? Because I was thinking it would be like six and
But
done, but
right, yeah. But the first two shows were South
most,
Korean athletes. Pretty much, I think that's all it was. They may have had some other Asian athletes, but I don't remember right off the bat. But yeah, that was all done. They were mostly solo. So I think a couple times they threw them into groups, but for the most part, it was all out for yourself. This time, you're playing for your country.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you know who has a really pretty face is the, I think he's the, oh God, where's he from? He had the, first of all, he had a suit outfit that did not fit him very well. And he was the lead guy, and he had on like the crown and
Oh, the Mongolian team?
manga. Yeah, he was very pretty.
Yes.
He had a very beautiful face. He did have a very nice
He
face.
did. There's some really attractive guys on that. So anyway, my
Okay.
favorite is the little the youngest guy on the Turkish team. There's two guys on the Turkey team that are just, they have like this beautiful facial hair and
One has a beard, one has a mustache.
The beard guy.
Yeah, and on the red shirt. And then I saw him without a shirt on. I'm like, okay, well, that's a disappointment.
Well, he's probably shaved, so we can just let it grow back in. He'll be fine. He's Turkish. Come on. He's got to be hairy. All right. Anyway, moving on. So Stranger Things season
Right.
5. You finished?
Yes.
Okay. So in case anyone hasn't had a chance to watch this or finish it yet, we might talk about some spoilers. I don't know. So you might want to jump ahead just a moment. All right. So what did you think overall?
Well, I thought it moved really well, considering the last episode was over 2 hours. And I like the fact that they give it a nice hug ending. Which, you know, honestly, it's easier to give a hug than try to leave it with some, you know, like a cliffhanger. This is a series that's over with.
Yes,
Now, if
it
you
needs to
want
be
to,
over
and
with.
now if you want to do something with some of the other characters when they're a little older in a different town and something else is happening, great. But I like the fact that they ended the story. And by the way, the on Broadway right now, there is Stranger Things, The First Shadow. And this is about what happened back when Winona Ryder was in high school and the cop was in high school. And that's when Henry first got his, you know, when they first started working on Henry. So this is like a prequel to episode one. And it's been on Broadway for, gosh, almost a year now, and
Really?
it's been doing really poorly. But as soon as the series came out, and people realized, oh, this gives us more information on the whole show, because I've seen it, so I'm like going, well, this is storylines that they were talking about on the Broadway show that, you know, they're just kind of hinting at here. So I think that if they can figure out how to take the Stranger Things Broadway show on tour, they're going to make a lot of money, because as soon as it shows up on HBO, I mean Netflix, season five, all of a sudden they go from making, you know, $600,000-$700,000 a week to $2.5 million last week. So definitely is making a difference on Broadway, and I don't know. I enjoyed the show. It's the kind of show that I think I would have absolutely loved if I was 14, 15 years old.
Oh yeah. The entire not script, but storyline was so chaotic and didn't make a damn bit of sense most of the time, but it didn't matter because it was fun. It moved well. You liked everybody in the cast, which, by the way, the cast was so huge. In the end, I was constantly like, when they were finally all together, kind of, I was like, oh my God, you know how many people from all the years are in this thing? It was crazy. But they kept it. You knew what was going on, except for the plot. Some of the stuff you just didn't know how it worked, but you're still along for the ride, and it didn't matter. You were just happy to be there. So,
and well, I found I didn't find myself trying to find holes in the plot. I just found myself kind of, you know, on the on a slide going downhill, and here I am. Exactly. I'm just going for the trip.
Yep, I'm along.
Yeah, I don't. Everything worked for me. You know what was interesting, though? This is what I thought was most interesting about the show, was that all the kids were kind of weird looking.
Yes, there was no, you know, you always have a pretty boy, and a really pretty girl at least, but you know, the pretty boy, older brother in every show like this, and nope, they're just regular looking people.
And I mean, I remember telling Sean, I go, the most interesting looking guy in the show is the sheriff.
Hopper,
know, by far. And then the next one is the bald guy.
Okay, which one was he?
Well, the bald eagle, they called him the bald eagle. That was his code name. He's the one that was in every episode. He's got bald with a beard. Come on, there's only one older guy with no hair.
Oh my God, I don't know.
He was driving the truck that the kids were in.
Oh, when him! They got, yes, okay. I was bald, but okay, he had, gotcha.
Yeah.
But all the characters were likable. They were all scary. They were all kick-ass. Winona Ryder was just fun and standing up for, you know, she wasn't just like a meek little character.
Yeah, she kind of was, but at least she was
going. She had her moments where she stood up.
And she wasn't going to. She wasn't going to sit back at home. That character.
Right.
So,
right.
Considering her age, and this is a kids show, I thought she worked really well.
Yeah. What did you think of the whole coming out part?
It was fine with me. I don't know that it was necessary, but. It's obviously something they wanted to do.
Right.
And it was fine. And it was 1969 or 1989.
83.
It was 83. I thought it was 89.
Oh, wait. No, it was 89 when they graduated. So it was a year and a half before that. So
okay.
Like 87.
But so in that time period, it was still difficult.
Definitely.
And I kept waiting for like at least one good makeout scene, and they didn't have it.
Right. Well, and that, and I was thinking, you know, this he's coming out right in the period when AIDS was starting, which is
great
touch on, which is great. But I mean, still, you know, it's you got that in the back of your mind. If you lived through it, you know those years. I was fine with it. It's the least rated show, least highest rated episode of all of them. on Rotten Tomatoes. So, you know, there were some haters that decided that they just had to say something stupid, which is sad. But I thought they did it fine. It was a little heavy-handed. I don't know. It didn't make that much of a difference to me. I'm glad they did it. It was fun. It was great that they had a lesbian and a gay guy on there, and the gay guy was the sorcerer, the, you know.
The hero.
Yeah. So there you go. I think it was a fun ride, and I'm kind of glad it's done. So, I'm not caught up with the latest episode of Fallout. But again, I don't really like many of the characters right now, so I'm not.
Oh, you're not supposed to like anybody but the girl, and she's an idiot.
She's too Pollyanna. I'm just like you. Yeah, she's an idiot. Exactly. I'm
Oh,
hoping
well,
that that'll
somebody's
change.
screaming. I gotta go see if I can help them.
Right. I'm
Stop
like, it's
it. You
probably a
gotta, you're on a
trap.
journey. You're
Right.
not Dorothy Gale, God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Spring Baking Championship. I know that it's going to be coming up in about a month or so I'm preparing by watching some of the back episodes. And it's fun. I get to see, you know, people that I know. So it's nice. I canceled. Okay. Outside of that, watches, I canceled Peacock Premium Plus, and I'm not missing it so far. So the Netflix, the reason I got to watch Stranger Things and all that is because our dear friend Clint, one of our patrons, had said that he could not get his Netflix to work after months of not having it. So I decided that I would restart my Netflix for 1 month so that he could use it to watch Stranger Things and all the and Wednesday and all the stuff that he needed to catch up on, and then I'd cancel it at the end of the month. As soon as I had it activated, he messaged me saying, "Oh, I fixed it. I got mine activated." So now I'm just stuck with a month of Netflix, and I'm like, then I'm damn well gonna use it. So I've been catching up on all the stuff that I've been putting off for that. But anyway, I did manage to get the middle version, so I don't have like the high res whatever, but that's fine with me. I just don't want commercials. Did I mention? I think I mentioned doctor appointment with my hot gay
Yeah, you've already talked about
doctor.
that.
Yes, I think I told you privately. I don't know if I
Oh.
did on here or not, but so I did have that, and things are going well, and I'm very happy with that. And yeah, so nothing major to report there, except that I have been open about being on Zepbound, which is the one of the injectables, and it has helped me tremendously. I'm not really taking it for the weight loss, but I'm taking it for blood sugar and just, you know, the other effects that it does. And it's doing really well, but my insurance says you can't have it anymore. It doesn't matter why you're taking it or whatever, we're not going to give it to you. So hopefully my doctor will switch me to Mounjaro, which is the next one. It's the same kind of class of drug. So hopefully I can get that and continue on with that without any major interruptions.
Thanks, Trump.
I know, right? Stupid ass. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I told you that I've got a friend who his husband's insurance went from 1,000 a month to 1,800 a month. So by and he goes on Medicare in December. So he's going to be spending an extra, what was it, $11,000 this year to pay for his insurance.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's on
But
top of already paying what is it, $10,000 on top of that.
copays and stuff. Oh yeah.
So this is just extra. This is extra.
We have a couple of our listeners actually who've mentioned how much their insurance is going up, and it's absolutely insane. It is practically doubling everything. So Anyway,
if only they had oil they could bargain with, right?
oh, I know. Yeah, because we need oil. Yeah. All right. Well, the only other thing this week really is I've been focusing a lot the last few days on putting Christmas away. And I got these awesome tubs. They're 27-gallon, kind of really good quality tubs from Walmart. They were on sale for $8, like $8.65 something a piece. So I got six of them. And I was able to get rid of all the little clear totes and all that stuff, put all of Christmas in these. So I ended up using four of those, and then two of the old giant tubs for the trees. So the trees are on the bottom, and then all the decorations and Santas are in the other, and they're all put in the closet. And I cleaned out the closet. And so I've just been going to town. So Christmas is officially put away. And today, when I went to the store, I got three new rolls of wrapping paper and a little Santa decoration, all on 75% off. So that was lovely, just lovely. Anyway, that was my week.
Well, what's funny is that you pretty much only have the tree up a week, so
Well, no, I would
well,
say a little longer than that. I just didn't have the decorations on it until Christmas Eve. So,
same thing, girl, same thing.
but now that everything's packed away in these beautiful tubs, and it should be a lot easier to get out and deal with next year because there's just not hauling out all those little things. Drives me nuts. All right, hey, guess what? A close friend repeatedly shows up late to plans and brushes it off as it's just how they are. Do you call them on it? Do you call them out, adjust your expectations, or stop making plans altogether? What would you do?
I would adjust my plans. If I mean if I'm interested enough to do something with this person, I'll adjust my plans. But it's like and as this was this from you?
This is so I put questions to AI and I just said randomly generate a bunch of questions for us. So
Okay,
that way they're not,
because I know that you hate when people say they're going to be there at 1 o'clock and they don't show up until 2 o'clock, and you're sitting out on the porch waiting for them.
Yeah, I absolutely, it does drive me crazy, or at least it really used to badly. But I do have a friend that is consistent, almost always consistently late, and I just adjust for it because I know them, I love them, I'm not going to cut them off or
Yeah,
bail them out. I'm
it
just going to
depends.
adjust for it.
It depends on, like I said, if this is somebody that you can't stand, you're not going to put up with it. If it's somebody that you like and you want to see, you're going to put up with it, with an asterisk. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Because there are times when I will, if it's an appointment or something like that, I will tell them a time that's earlier than the actual appointment. But other than that, I just adjust. It's all fine. Okay. Love it or hate it, Seinfeld.
I always loved it.
Ugh. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. I watched it because it was in between shows. When you had to watch network TV, I had to watch network TV. It was in between shows I liked, so I saw it, but I never really liked it.
Well, I will tell you that it does not hold up.
Okay. I actually did try to watch an episode sometime last year and just turned it off.
Yeah, it's I mean, I liked the fact that I hated all the characters. That didn't bother me. And I thought the situations were silly, but I liked the fact that they used a lot of character actors to come in and play bizarre parts, and I know for them that was, I mean, look, Jerry Stiller, that revived his career after, because during the 60s him and Ann were they were the top comedians. They were bigger than Joan Rivers. They were bigger than like almost anybody that was a stand-up at that time period. They were the team. And then they got into the 70s and 80s. They kind of that fell apart. They started doing stuff on their own. But then Jerry Stiller got the, you know, he coined Festivus. So
yeah, which that I can't stand that either. But
oh girl, oh girl.
I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. But
Festivus for the rest of us.
I know, that's just tacky as shit. Anyway. So yeah, Seinfeld. I do recognize that it was a significant cultural thing for its time, and that's fine, but it's just not my taste.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, is representation still radical when it's sponsored? I don't know about radical necessarily, but needed.
Well, no, I don't know. Sponsored always, sponsored always kind of bothers me because I don't like the term sponsored very much. It just sounds like somebody's telling me what I can do and what I can't do.
Atlanta Pride, sponsored by Bear Aspirin.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, so we can't have any Bear Aspirin commercial or comedy in the show. We can't make, do things that might upset the sponsors. You know, the sponsors are really anti-gay, so we can't have any gay, you know, storylines going on. That's when sponsors bother, you know, anything sponsored. And I just don't think you can be, I don't think you can be too radical when you're being paid. Am I reading that right?
No, I understand what you're saying. You know me, I'm more of an envelope pusher than you are. And that's not to say that you don't. I'm just saying that I can't help myself from being that way. I can't help myself from biting the hand that's giving us money if it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, I just won't deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's your answer, Timothy, but that's our thoughts on it. Hey, yeah. Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think long-term care facilities are safe or affirming for queer elders? Would going back into the closet help them?
Yes. Going into the closet will help them. Unfortunately.
I think with men, and we've heard those stories from our elders that we that people have had to do that. And it's, I do know that there are a lot of facilities and stuff, mostly in California, and not all of them, that do have training for people that are going to be caring for queer people. But you're also having older queer people going into homes with older queer assholes who were their oppressors and discriminators,
and they haven't changed.
See their, So it's more than just who's caring for you. It is the people around you who are your peers at that point.
Well, so, a lot of times it turns into high school for these people,
right?
They're dealing with bullying, and the bullying's not only coming from the bullies, but from the people in power too.
Exactly.
So I've heard of people that have been abused by and physically abused, not sexually abused, by caretakers.
Yeah, in fact, I guess it was not for elders, but for one of our transgender friends who had been in having to go into a facility to help them, you know, like a rehab to help them after surgery, that type of thing, where like the person found out that they were transgenders, they were giving them a bath and was like basically trying to manhandle and inspect their genitals and stuff. So, I mean, it's not safe a lot of times for our queer people. So that's why we are working on getting more, long-term care facilities for our seniors, and there needs to be more and more. We have one here in Sacramento, I believe, but it's limited.
Right. And the thing is that it's not just, like I said, it's not just the people in the care facility. The usually the worst part is you're going to get some asshole MAGA fucker who doesn't like trans people or gay people or black people or Asian people. And unfortunately, only gay people can really fake it to make it if they have to, but transgender people can't do that. Asian people, black people, Hispanic people, they can't do that. And you get into a facility with some horrible people. So, I mean, granted, check the facilities, find out what's good and what's bad. There's going to be great facilities that this won't even be a problem, won't even be a blip. And there's others that are going to, unfortunately, people with less income are going to be paying for worse facilities. So,
So anyway, all right. It's just another reason that we need more facilities for queer elders.
right.
Okay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, recently Robbie Williams said, "I am a heterosexual man who identifies as gay. I hope I have a place in their hearts because they have a massive place in mine. Can you still be gay if you abstain from the sex part?" Yes, absolutely.
Well, you're not, I mean, the sex is a portion of
Yeah.
being gay.
But you don't have to be having it to be
Yeah, I mean,
gay.
I know plenty of people who might as well be calling themselves heterosexual then.
Or solo sexual, or I mean,
Yeah.
if you're not having gay sex, but you identify as gay, but you're not having gay sex, does that make you heterosexual? No.
And also when you're yanking it by yourself, who are you thinking about?
Right, exactly. So I understand that he is a heterosexual man, but he identifies as gay. I don't have any real problem with that. I mean, there's such a kaleidoscope of everybody and how you feel inside. I mean, I hear,
Right.
people say, things like, I mean, all the time. You can identify as anyone. I know somebody who was a gay man who said that they identified as a trans man because they felt more, well, I don't know what they felt, but, I mean, just go with it. And you know what? Another thing that came this springs to mind is I forget where it came from now, but I was talking with Nephi about it, and that some of his straight family, maybe straight family, but we'll just go with straight family, have all sorts of gay stickers, gay pride stickers, gay ally stickers, and all sorts of stuff all over their car, right? And at first I was all like, okay, whatever. I mean, that's very brave of them. But at the same time, I re remembered, you know what? Allies, we don't give allies enough credit a lot of times. And we really need to be kinder to our allies and not necessarily like thank them and grovel them, but grovel to them, but to recognize them and say, thank you for being Pumps and Jen on I've Had It podcast, who are so gay positive that it gives you life. Gives me life. All right, hey, I remember, ready? I remember when Reagan was shot.
I don't remember
Really?
I mean, I know that he was, but I remember the Squeaky Frome one because that happened here in town. But yeah, I mean, I know it happened, like I said, but I don't, it's not one of those like the space shuttle blowing, or the that one, and the 9/11. Those are things that you definitely remember what happened at the time, but the Reagan one just doesn't. I know that the Kennedy one did for a lot of people, but I wasn't of age really to have that impact. I remember that everyone was like, whoa. Mm. I remember that aspect of it, but I don't remember much more. So,
yeah, I remember it only because I was in fourth grade. Yes, fourth grade. And I was in Colfax, and they announced it over the speaker of the school, and announced that we were going to be that everybody should get ready because they're bringing the buses to take us all home. So we were given like a half day of school, and I mean, there were some kids that like really seemed affected by it. I just thought, okay, we'll get a half day of school. Yay, get to go home. And it wouldn't be for, you know, years later that I really understood what happened, but.
It was sixth grade. It was 81.
Okay.
You were born in 70.
Yes.
So you'd have been 11.
No, but I did. I went to sixth grade in a different place. So that was, it was.
Oh, wait, no, grade. Actually. Okay.
Because all I was also young, a lot younger when I started school. I don't know if that makes a difference. But yeah, I think it was probably fifth grade. Anyway, moving on. Guess what? Mr. Moose wrote in and said, here's what's in my box. Starting with, he bought stir-fried beef and vegetables today. Light brown sauce made with soy, garlic, and sugar. A little sweet for my taste, but still okay. Well, num num. I would. That's beautiful. Just beautiful. But you know what's more beautiful to me? Steak tacos for lunch today. These were good. Nothing special.
Well, you know what's funny? This is exactly what I'm making for dinner tonight.
Really?
I'm making street tacos. I'm using ground beef instead of steak, but it's an avocado and tomato. This is exactly. You could ask Sean right now, and he goes, I think you said you're making tacos, right? That's exactly it. Although, what I really want is this. I want that one. I want the vegetables and the chicken and the sauce and stuff.
Yeah, I'll take that taco. That's beautiful. It's got avocado in it, and that's delicious looking.
Yeah, I just wished I had a Thai place I liked better. I liked a lot around here, but around here we're all Vietnamese. I mean, when I say here, I mean locally, you know, within just a bit of a lot of pho places which are Vietnamese. We don't really have that many Chinese places right around me. There is some, but and no Thai. It's weird. Yeah. And Japanese places tend to be more expensive, so definitely not in this area.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have many exclusively Japanese restaurants in Sacramento. One or two, I think.
Well, remember, if it's sushi, it's Japanese.
Well, yeah, but I don't tend to necessarily think that way. Because some of the sushi restaurants just are not. They're very much more Americanized.
And okay, not first of all, necessarily
Japanese run.
First of all, Winko is not considered a sushi restaurant. Okay,
no,
even though they serve it, even though they serve it,
yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great.
I love really good sushi, and I have not had any for a while. Okay, with that, what's in your lunchbox? What's in your lunchbox? See what's in Moose's lunchbox over at facebook.com/chubsgonewild, where the pictures will be posted. Email us anything for the show, anything for the feedback, or what's in your lunchbox, or questions, or whatever you'd like. Valentine contest, that would be a good one too. And send that to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And if you like watching us.
Oh, you mean on YouTube?
Yeah.
If you watch us on YouTube, you can go ahead and like, subscribe, and also write something, write down, tell, let us know that you watched us. That's always fun to do. And it kind of, you know, stirs our algorithm and your algorithm. And, this, you know, who doesn't like their algorithm touched?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that we're at 100 followers, thanks to Miss
Oh,
Bacon.
my God. Oh, my God. We're going to get our plaque soon.
I know, on our teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, that would be really cool to have one of those YouTube plaques. I don't know why. It's just, they're pretty. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, for giving us your time. We love you. We'll catch you next time.
Happy New
Bye.
Year. Bye.
Winco Foods, the supermarket low price leader. 8142 Sheldon Hardy. Elk Grove, CA Knife Icing. Stall and Smoke Comedy, 5017.
Banquet dinner, 5 and 50 cent of sex. Boston Market chicken dinner, 2 hearty 8 FS. H&M dinner, sets my rarity feather fetch. Tender breaded chicken, 5 hearty 8 FS. Pizza crust thin, 3 9 8 FS. Pizza crust thin, 3 9 8 FS. Pizza crust thin. Wrong, said the TFS. Winco bread.
One, said the day.
Woo, on 62FS. Kraft shredded cheese.
One, said the day.
Wrong, said the TFS. Orange Naples. Coke Diet Container. Woo! Coke Diet Container. Send 15FS.
Woo!
Brinton Winter. Send it to my MIT2. Bonjour salad.
Winco butter. Fast. Winco butter. 6 out of the round of fence, my Carmex specs. 5 out of the NFL.
Woo-hoo! This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.